A wave of violence spread across Turkey today, and one of the targets was the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. No one was killed in that attack, but across the country, six members of Turkey's security forces did die in other attacks. And today's violence follows a recent suicide bombing that killed more than two dozen young Turkish activists. And it also comes after Turkey's decision to join the U.S. military operation against ISIS. The government of Turkey has been blaming recent attacks on the Kurdish workers Party, or PKK. Kaşıyar Cüneydi is with the BBC's Persian service. He's with us from Istanbul. And Kaşıyar, what more do we know about the attack on the U.S. consulate today?
Jeremy, the latest out here is that the far-left organization called the Revolutionary People's Liberation Army Front, which is a far-left organization, and the U.S. State Department considers it as a terrorist organization, said that it's been responsible for the attack. Eyewitnesses in the areas described the attackers as two women who were shooting towards a consulate, one of them shouting that this is revenge for what happened in Suruç. That's the explosion last month where 32 were killed and the Islamic State was blamed for it. The Revolutionary People's Liberation Front on its website has claimed responsibility and said that the U.S. is the enemy of the peoples of the Middle East.
Is the thinking that these attacks, not just the one on the U.S. consulate, but that the other attacks that have happened in Turkey today were linked?
We have no report about any, we have no concrete evidence that the attack against the consulate and the other attack in Istanbul against the police headquarters on the Asian side of the city are linked somehow. But there have been incidents where these far-left group has attacked police stations and police officers in the town. But there's been other attacks around the country, which state media have been blaming the PKK for it. One incident was a military car hitting a landmine where four officers were killed. There's been a shooting on a military helicopter where one conscript was killed. And there's been also simultaneous attacks on the police and the military headquarters.
What exactly is Turkey doing and allowing the U.S. to do right now in the fight against ISIS that it was not doing before?
Although formally the Turkish government, a NATO member, was on the same page with the Americans in terms of fighting with IS, the Turkish government was reluctant to take some major steps, according to Western countries who were criticizing the Turkish government, including controlling the borders, providing the Americans and NATO members with their military facilities to use them against the IS. The most important one was the base in Incirlik, which is very close to the Syrian border and provides Americans very good access over the northern parts of the country. Well, what happened is that in the past months, the Turkish government has announced that it's agreed with the Americans to use this base to attack or do operations against the IS in northern Syria. So this has been considered as a major shift in Turkey's regional politics and policy towards the IS.
That's Kaşıyar Cüneydi with the BBC's Persian service joining us from Istanbul, where today there was an attack on the U.S. consulate. No one was killed.